Excellencies Minister, ladies and gentlemen, members of the committee, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the 495th meeting of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. Today we will be starting our review of the report submitted by the Kingdom of Morocco pursuant to Article 29, paragraph 1 of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. It's a great pleasure to extend a welcome to His Excellency Mr. Abdellatif Wahbi, Minister of Justice and Head of the Delegation, and also to welcome the Kingdom of Morocco's delegation in its entirety. Before I give the floor to the delegation, I'd like to explain the methodology that we follow as part of our constructive dialogue. Today, the first part of the dialogue will focus on Articles 1 to 15 of the Convention. It will begin by a presentation of the report by the delegation of the Kingdom of Morocco for a maximum speaking time of 15 minutes. The country rapporteurs, namely Mr. Juan Pablo Alban Alen Castro and Mr. Mata Diop, she'll then take the floor for 30 minutes to ask questions regarding the report, as well as on the answers to the list of issues. If a member of the committee wishes to take the floor, they are asked to raise their nameplate to indicate that. If none of the members have any questions at that stage, the rapporteurs will use that 10-minute speaking time to continue with their questions. Subsequently, we then suspend the meeting for 15 minutes to allow the delegation to coordinate its answers in a private space, and we will show you where that is. The delegation will then have 45 minutes to answer the questions. The country rapporteurs then will have 15 minutes to raise complementary questions, followed by 15 minutes for possible questions coming from other members of the committee. If no member of the committee has supplementary questions, again, that space of time can be used by the country rapporteurs. The delegation then will have 30 minutes to answer the questions. And we will have a similar structure for the second part of the dialogue tomorrow. I'd cordially invite all speakers to restrict themselves to brief, precise, and targeted statements and respect the speaking time. And actually, you can see that on the screen on my left. I'd now like to give the floor to Head of Delegation, His Excellency Mr. Abdellatif Wahbi, to introduce the State Party report and also focus on the main aspects of that report and the answers to the list of issues. Excellency.